and an opportunity for me this morning to spend a little bit of time talking with Chris Barton from Osage Enterprises, better known to you and me as the Osage Casinos, although they do a lot more than that. Good morning, Chris. Nice to have you on the line with us this morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
And
how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a nice morning. Looking for a busy Valentine's Day weekend for everybody, and I think we got a few things to talk about on maybe some opportunities where you can help out with some Valentine's Day celebrations and some dining and entertaining, some fun tips for really the whole weekend. And maybe that's a good place for us to start. First of all, I know that typically your Bartlesville location and probably some other places as well, but I'd rather talk about Bartlesville. You have some partnerships with some area hotels for some kind of Valentine's Day weekend stuff. Get the room, have some free play, enjoy some great food, and just spend the weekend with Osage.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. Yeah, this is an opportune time. We've got, actually tonight, to kick it off, we've got our free live music at the bar. Backroads Band is playing tonight and tomorrow night. And then, as you mentioned, that we still have, there's some rooms available. We partner with the Hilton Garden Inn downtown Bartlesville, and also the Hampton Inn, and we have rooms available tonight at a discounted rate. And then the Valentine's Day weekend, we're all out. The limo is all booked up, so that's the only thing that we booked out. But we still have some rooms available. Like I said, at the Hilton or the Hampton, just call the. If you call the Players Club there at 335-7519, they'll get you set up. And we've got this. If you haven't tried the buffet or the food out there, Sunday is the opportune time to do that, because we've got a Valentine's Day special extended hour buffet. Begins at 11 a.m. It's just $8.95 a person.
Yeah, but with the extended hours, I mean, Sunday's 11 to 3, okay, that's great, but Valentine's Day, extended hours all the way to 7 o'clock, that really lets you schedule your time out with your special person to, you know, either dine early or do something else, spend the day together, and then dine late.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we extended those hours on Sunday. And then, of course, the Surf and Turf, Fridays and Saturdays, 4:30 p.m. Tonight. Children 11 and under are just $4, and children 3 and under for free. So that's always a good option as well.
It is
tonight.
And I know you mix up some of the other buffet items out there, but of course with the Surf and Turf, you know you're going to get some great beef and some great seafood along the way, and kind of get to browse the selections a little bit, have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And because it's a buffet, if you didn't get your fill of let's say maybe the scallops or the catfish or whatever you might have passed by the first time, you can go back and have it again.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's very flexible out there. We also have the deli service is always available.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very scenic out there as well. So, and we also have, speaking of that, we've got our event space out there. We're always looking for folks to come out and have, if you have 80 to 100 people, or if you're having a reunion or a business meeting or an anniversary or just a birthday party, we have 3,600 square feet out there of space. And we offer an event specialist to help you set up, or an on-site catering, and all the linens and the chairs and everything that you need. So we encourage folks to take advantage of that space out there.
Sounds like a great idea, and this is something that I think we overlook some of the catering, or I'll say the event spaces that we have around town, and some of them, I don't want to mention any names because I'm talking to you this morning, but let's say that there's a place downtown, I'll just mention the community center. It's a great place to have a meeting. We're very used to it. It's served the community for about 30 years or so, but there are a lot of other places as well, and you offer a lot of service besides just a space. You mentioned a couple of things already, the tables and chairs, and you really, you know, want to make somebody's event special, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have the options, you know, for an opener cash bar, or the free free Pepsi products, or, you know, plenty of free parking out there, and anything, the free play for the guests 18 and over. So we've got a lot going on out there. And it's just a good place to get away. It's just past Will Rock, so we always, you know, there's three different ways to get there, but
mm-hmm.
I think the main way is off of west of town, off of Highway 123.
Yeah, I think that's probably the route most people take. But if you're coming up from Tulsa, make the turn there by Walla Rock. If you're coming in from Pawhuska, off of 60, or if you're just originating from, let's say, downtown Bartlesville, you got your choice any way you want to go.
Yeah, that's right. And so, we encourage just folks at least to come try the buffet because that's a good deal, just under $8.95 on Sunday. So
let's say that I've got an organization, a nonprofit, a group, whatever it might be, and we're planning an event. How does somebody get plugged in? That I'm expecting, 90 people just to make it right in the middle of your range. How does somebody get started on something like that?
Well, yes, you can start by going to the website, which is osagecasinos.com. And then also we have an email address. It's events@osagecasinos.com. And then with a telephone number, Jessica Reed is our event specialist in Bartlesville. She's handling all those events right now. And you can give her a call. The number is 699-7621. That's area code 918. And talk to Jessica. And she'll help you out, whether it's a birthday party or a corporate event or a reunion. And so, part of the way you have the buffet out there. And so there's a lot going on. And so just get a hold of Jessica. Also, if you're interested in, on the website, we're pushing our careers right now. So we have job opportunities available out there. If anybody is interested, just go to careers at the bottom of the page is a little button, careers. We have lots of opportunities there for employment, too.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about that for a moment or so, because you are, an area employer, and in many respects, I know there's probably some jobs like security and those things that may take some advanced training before somebody gets there, but in general, if someone maybe they haven't worked in a long time, they've been bringing up a family or whatever, just trying to get back in the workplace, you provide a lot of the on-the-job training or preparation training before you actually put them to work.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. So, for example, we're hiring 18 and over folks, and guest service representatives are very important to our business, as well as bankers and bartenders and food service and buffet attendants and all those folks. So we have to, since we're a 24/7 operation and we have 7 locations, we have to keep things moving. We always have to keep looking for good people, and so we encourage folks to apply for those kind of positions.
So I'm just trying to not put words in your mouth, but if you're a friendly person, you enjoy, customer service skills, just meeting people and being a friendly face, a friendly voice, shake a hand, thank them for coming in. Those are the types of skills that are tough to teach, but if you walk in the door with them, sounds like it's going to be a great partnership.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. And we know that our economy these days, the oil and gas is not so great, but we know that tourism is always a strong part of our economy. Hotels, casinos, and restaurants, and they seem to be doing pretty well. And people like to spend their money on experiences, maybe more than just stuff. So hopefully we can, that's always seems like a trend where people are wanting to go out and have a good time and enjoy a good meal or enjoy a good show.
And that's exactly what I was just hearing on a Bloomberg report earlier this morning, people like to have go out and enjoy themselves as opposed to maybe setting up something at home or buying workout gear or something. They prefer to go to the gym. And if they're looking for fun, they want to find some place that they can just basically go out and have everything presented. Here it is. Whatever you're looking for, we've got it for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what's great about our services. We also have I was just thinking about a Skytook location. We hosted a banquet for their Chamber of Commerce, and everything was done. We had 240 people at the banquet, and everything was taken care of, and nobody had to, set up decorations, or nobody had to volunteer to do this or that. We had it all, taken care of for the guest, and so that's another thing. That's always what we're looking at is, great customer service and accommodating our people to whatever the event may be.
Well, that's exactly why I think that your 3,600 square foot capacity event space for about 100 people works out so nicely for us. It fits a great space idea that if you're looking for, you know, if you're looking for to host an event that fits your space requirements, you do nearly everything for them, and you can kind of sit down with whoever's planning the event and say, yes, we can cater if you want, and these are your options on that. And by the way, how many tables do you want us to set up?
Yeah, that's right. So just get a hold of Jessica. You know, could email just events@osagecasinos.com or give her a call at 699-7621, and Jessica will get you ready to go.
Okay, we're talking with Chris Barton this morning from Osage Enterprises, and we will continue on AM 1400 in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, talking with Chris Barton from Osage Enterprises. And Chris, the organization, sometimes you personally, sometimes some of the other representatives, you enjoy being involved in what's going on in the communities you serve, like Bartlesville. And there's an event coming up tonight, Family Healthcare holding its annual Taste of Chocolate fundraiser. And somewhere along the line, I think I saw your list, your name on the list of sponsors for this event.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. We're happy to and proud to be a sponsor of that event, like we are with many, many different events in Bartlesville. You know, such as the Business After Hours, which we hosted with the Chamber of Commerce just this last month.
And everybody tells me they had a great time. I had a conflict. I had to be doing something else. But,
yeah.
But it was one of those things. You know, when people go out to an event at your place, they always come back and say they had a great time.
Yeah, and this one in particular, Charlie, I heard that there were new people that came out to the event, which is always a good thing, because you know in Bartlesville we know there's a strong community, but it's always good to get new people out and to experience the Chamber of Commerce and also what's going on with the meet new people at the Business After Hours.
So which, of course, Tri-County Tech is sponsoring here coming up in just a little bit. I was talking with them yesterday, and I try to always bring that up on Business After Hours, that, you know, you don't have to be the boss to go. If you are an employee of a chamber member business, you're invited, and I think people learned that when they came out to your place.
Yeah, that's right, and there's always great gifts as well that we have available for those folks. And we were also happy to be part of that Price Tower Arts Center, the gala that was just
just this past weekend, and another opportunity for everybody just to have a great time and celebrate the Price Tower and do a little bit of fundraising for that one. Yeah, I saw you there. You were a big part of what was going on.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad. We're always the Osage Nation Enterprises are always happy to be a part of the community where we're located, and you know, Bartlesville is a big part of that. So.
Well, and it's not been that long ago that you were among our list of grand prizes for our Green Country Christmas back just before Christmas with an extra $1,000 prize for the Green Country Christmas giveaway.
Yeah, that's right. That was fun. That's always fun when people get that's a great event that you guys do and get a lot of different new people to support that cause and make people, you know, have a great Christmas and win some prizes.
Yeah. Now, later on this month, coming up on the 25th, and by the way, if you don't have reservations, you need to get your reservation in for this one. Governor Mary Fallon will be in town for her message of, she's already officially given her State of the State message, but she'll tailor it a little bit to Bartlesville and be at the Community Center coming up on the 25th. And I believe you've got at least a table and maybe some other things going on with that one, right?
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. We're sponsoring that. We're going to have a table at that event, and then as well as the, you know, Women in Business forums, which we're a part of, as well. And you know, there's always different. We're always happy to be part of the community and what's going on, and we can't wait for spring, right? Because that's always the Hey, mate, I don't know. What is it supposed to be, springtime maybe in 30 days, or is it going to hold off?
I will take it tomorrow if it wants to come, but we'll see when it arrives. I try to say I'm not in charge of the weather. I just read the forecast. But anyway, with your proximity to Willow Rock, were you involved in that Best of the Best event for Willow Rock?
Yes, we were involved in that recently, I think this past fall. And, you know, Willow Rock is always... is always a place that we talk about when we talk about promoting tourism in Osage County, because we know that there's Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve, and we know that there's Gilcrease Museum near Tulsa, and we also know that there's the Tallgrass Prairie. So people from outside, even outside Oklahoma, want to come and see those things, and that's a great, you know, I know that Willow Rock does a good job of promoting events and doing their events, but they're one of the top three, venues really, or attractions that people come to see in not only Osage County but Oklahoma. So,
well, you're involved with the Osage tourism there, and I've seen the bumper stickers around Visit the Osage, and people need to check out that Osage website as well, which you, of course, are a big part of what goes on there with your locations, all across Osage County and just the surrounding area. But I kind of think of the casino and Osage Enterprises as being synonymous with what goes on inside the county.
Yeah, that's right, because, you know, we're so far spread out. You know, we have the property in Ponca City, which is just the farthest west and north you can go in Osage County, where we've got that property, which is just right by the Arkansas, south of the Arkansas River, mm-hmm. before you get into Ponca City. But then, you know, we've also have the and also the Osage Nation is working on a grant to beautify the Highway 6, you know, the scenic byway between Ponca City and Bartlesville, mm-hmm. Route 60, and do some beautification there, and also put some historical signs and monuments there as well.
That'll be important once the Department of Transportation gets all their work done on the highway, which, by the way, already is a great improvement to what it was. But once they get done with all the construction, I'm sure you're going to come along and put the finishing touches on that route for us. We just got about a minute or so left, Chris, and I want to kind of start where we started, because people may have just gotten in the car and trying to figure out what we're talking about. You've got some Valentine's opportunities for people this weekend, starting off really tonight with the Surf and Turf Buffet today and tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can get out there as early as 4:30 this evening for the Surf and Turf Buffet. Enjoy that with your family. And then if you somehow miss that, please come out and try the Valentine's Day Buffet, which is Sunday. It begins at 11 a.m. We've got a special extended hours on that up until 7 p.m. It's just $8.95 a person. So take your loved one and your significant other out to that.
$8.95 for the day tomorrow on Sunday, so that's a great buy.
On Sunday. And so then also consider, you know, maybe you need to stay, maybe you need to get out of the house and spend a night at the Hilton or the Hampton, and just call our Players Club at 335-7519.
Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your willingness to keep us up to date on what's going on. News on the way next on AM 1400 K1.